Can you find peace in the storm? Luke chapter 18, verse 41. What do you want me to do for you? If Jesus asked you that question today, how would you answer? Think back 10 years. Would your answer be different? I am by nature a peacekeeper, and I've had plenty of experience in that field. I recall a little chat the Spirit and I had. I asked why I couldn't enjoy a peaceful time now and then. He told me, "You are a peacekeeper. There is no work for you in the peace. You will not find peace in this broken world full of broken people. Your peace will be within yourself when you learn to get out of the way and walk with me." I hate to see people angry with each other, and within my family unit, I've seen a lot of it. If I were in the area when an argument was in progress, I automatically would jump in the middle and try to calm the situation. Peacekeeping was my job. It took many years of training for God to get through to me that many times I was interfering in His work. Yes, peacekeeping is one of the things I excel at, but only for the situations He calls me to. I hadn't yet learned to let Him lead. Sometimes, as much as I dislike arguments, they are necessary for God's purpose. It was my dream to live in peace. He told me, "Take heart. While you must live in the chaos, I am in it with you." I learned, instead of living in peace, how to let peace live within me. Practicing discernment, knowing when to speak and when to just let the Spirit work, is a huge weight off my shoulders. God doesn't need my help as much as I assumed. In fact, He doesn't need my help at all. He simply uses me occasionally because He desires relationship with me. It is a blessing when He calls me to assist, and pure grace when He calls me to sit quietly with Him. How would you answer the question, "What do you want me to do for you?" If you've been encouraged or challenged by this, please share.